Welcome to the Modern Magic Podcast. I'm Marin, an astrologer, author, and cosmological thought leader. Here we're inquiring about the structure of reality, philosophizing about everything metaphysical, and grounding the woo. If you resonated with or are triggered by this episode, it would mean the universe to me if you rated and reviewed this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. Now, I invite you to tune out, drop in, and immerse yourself in the magic of this present listening moment. Sat Nam. Welcome to another episode of the Modern Magic Podcast, and welcome now to September 2020, fully into Virgo season and now into ninth month of the year. So last quarter here that we are soon going to be entering. And with this forecast collectively, I'm going to be running through the transits. And as always, if you do want to watch the video version, that will be linked down below. If you want to watch this, I have some cool graphics now in my videos, so if that speaks to you, always down below. But for this month, this really does kick off the beginning of the end, so to speak, that we had 2020 begin with a huge bang of the Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, South Node conjunction in Capricorn that marked a massive contraction of mortality, of something small being pervasive. And that toned the whole year, but it really kicked off with a bang, and then it accelerated and fed into the spring. And then the summer was a lot of going back and stalemates and a lot of plateaus in terms of the crisis or the expansion of contraction, stagnating or freezing or still being present but not really moving in either direction, or if anything, kind of moving backwards in another level of contraction but going in on itself. Whereas from mid-September onward, it is blazing right through those obstacles and reshattering whatever ice has solidified. So that it's still not necessarily anything new, that the beginning of 2020 colored the whole year and is coloring the whole year, but that it is moving forward rather than the stalemate kind of in the same place that I think a lot of us have been feeling. Because I know that throughout the summer, not just because of lockdowns, but this energy of density and not moving ahead and feeling like there's a lot of miscommunications because nothing is getting through. And it's very, very dense. And it is still dense for the rest of 2020, but it's moving straight through that density. It is the Mars-Saturn square not allowing us to overlook or to bypass the pertinent blocks. And that's why I would urge that if you need to begin anything, to do it in the beginning of the month before things really pick up in tension. Not that the tension is, you know, a bad thing. If you know me, I don't really work in those terms, but rather that it's not going to be preferable energy for the rest of the year up until the very, very end of the year, like last week of December. It's going to be running straight through the density, that there's no other way to get around, that we've kind of danced around it for the summer and been pretty stagnant. But I wanted to preface this collective forecast with that, because now that I've experienced the energy, or now that we're experiencing the energy that I forecasted and mentioned, I'm really getting to embody the gravity of that, and recommend to you all that if you do need to begin something, do it. Try to sign or declare anything that you can in the beginning of the month, because the rest of 2020 is great energy for ramming straight through. And I wouldn't necessarily want to include that in any electional charts if possible. I will have to begin things. Obviously, it's not like we can avoid doing things with the background of 2020 that we need to get done, but that's just a focus that if possible, you know, don't freak out. Obviously, I hope that those of you listening aren't the people in my comments who are like, oh my God, like, get me out of here. Like, let's grow up and do what we need to do. But yeah, like I said, if you can do things before about mid-September when you do hear the forecast that I mentioned start picking up. In other words, my courses and everything are still going on with registration, and we would love to have you join. So in the midst of this very barren landscape for, I guess, new growth for the rest of 2020. If you do want to learn about astrology, there's literally never a better time. If you are still chilled out at home, learn with me. The Astrology Academy is a foundational deep dive into all of the basics of Western astrology. I have taken the past year to run through many iterations of this course, and I'm so proud and so pleased to present this product to you as the most concise yet thorough, direct yet embodied approach to astrology that I could have formulated. And along with that, that is a recorded course that also includes live meetings with me through that, but I am launching a live Manifestation Mysteries of the Moon course in October. So this is a 4-week live course with me on the moon as a manifestation indicator to work alongside and what it means natally in terms of self-care. So this course is a specific focus on the moon as the indicator of things coming into being and falling away, and how we can best work with that collectively with the moon cycles of new and full moons, and also in our birth chart with the 8 lunar phases and what that means about how we manifest as a being and how we can also approach self-care with our moon's placement. So if either of those sound aligned and exciting to you, I would love to have you join this fall. Really great time amidst this dense energy to learn how to manifest and join with the universe in that way. So check that out down below. And let's get right into the September rundown. With Mars stationing retrograde and Saturn stationing direct, this theme of things dying out and coming to an end as we prune for the fall season really does resonate. It's a month of getting serious, toning it down, and revising how we expend our personal energy. So starting out on the 1st, we have an aspect that is carrying over from last month, and that is the Venus in Cancer opposing Saturn in Capricorn. This is a harsh aspect because Venus in Cancer just floating around is opposing Saturn in its home sign, and this does indicate a type of polarization between conservative values and feeling safe. So the month definitely starts off on a note of tension around feeling safe and there being external imposition around that. What worries me is just knowing people getting back to school and things being unsettled around that and feeling like there are things in place that don't make them feel necessarily heard or seen or secured in each of our subjective structures. On the 2nd, there is a full moon in Pisces, and I have a full video on this full moon in Pisces linked below. This is a release that to me, it feels like trimming the weeds so that the plant can grow more healthily. It's definitely a beginning of the month that's like, okay, what am I going to let go of? The summer heat is dying down, and what am I now ready to release that is not going to carry me into the winter months as I solidify and rethink more. On the 3rd, Venus in Cancer is then squaring Mars in Aries. I have a full video on the Mars in Aries transit that you can watch down below as well. But this is a poor little Venus in Aries is getting beat, or Venus in Cancer is getting beat up by Mars and Saturn. It is it's an enclosure, it's besiegement. It's nailed down by both Mars and Saturn. And Venus in Cancer getting a superior square from Mars in Aries is our feelings and our values getting pressured by a need to act quickly, so that we need to make sure that we aren't being hasty around trying to get somewhere or feel good because we're obsessed with getting there quickly. There's definitely, the month starts out with a realization that we need to be working smarter, not harder, big time. And then on the 5th, Mercury is entering Libra, which does add a bit more of looking to be a mediator or find a middle ground with the words that we're saying, and take us as we, you know, tone it down and get into Libra season later in the month. Then on the 9th, Mars is stationing retrograde in Aries, and this is the big transit for this month. And like I said, there's a full video on this transit linked down below, but Mars stationing retrograde in its home sign means that thankfully there are a lot of resources available for us to make the best use of this retrograde transit for the rest of 2020. However, Mars is retrograde. Mars retrogrades are double troublesome because retrogrades already are troublesome and associated with Mars cord cutting. And And Mars literally being retrograde is indicating kind of a doubleness of letting go of what needs to be cut, severed, undone, or released. And a lot of this with Aries has to do with our personal ego and our will to power, so to speak, to bring in one of my favorites, Nietzsche. I'm thinking about, where are we so consumed with this upward stride that we're losing sight of what is actually supportive of us in the long term? Because I know right now, for example, I have been so obsessed with growth on certain social media that I am like literally physically and spiritually exhausted. And it's really sad, but I have to realize that doing more and more and more is just going to put out this vibration of lack into the universe. And I need to rethink the way that I'm sharing my energy, and that my higher self is holding space for me to do that, even as my small self is obsessed with creative and productive output. So that's one example of Mars in Aries, and wherever that is in your chart, coming to that. And if you know where this Mars and Aries transit is going to be for you, you can think to working smarter, not harder in that area of life. On the 9th through the 18th, the Sun in Virgo is then trining Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn in Capricorn. This is actually really cute. This is a Earth trine between the Sun in Virgo, what we are giving our authority to, being duty and being winding down and being critical. That is, fall is autumn. It is the preparing for the harvest, trimming the weeds, getting the fruit and the food. You can tell I'm very, I don't know anything about growing food, but we are preparing the harvest. It's a weeding down discriminatory process for the season of Virgo. And that means that with the trines to these dire mafia planets in Capricorn, we have this higher diligence behind us to do the heavy hitting diligent work. Then on the 15th, Venus in Leo is squaring Uranus in Taurus, which is this like sudden choice to make an aesthetic decision or a sudden choice to buy something, like suddenness in a Venus in Leo way. So it can feel almost like we need to hook up with someone to make a point to our ex or do something dramatic, or that we want to shell out 20 grand on like new designer bags, and that being really sudden. So just watch near the literal middle of the month some suddenness around harmony and Venusian shit. On the 17th, there is a new moon in Virgo, and this new moon is a new beginning around what slow, steady steps to the end game do we need to begin here and now. And like, there's a full video on this down below as well. This new moon in Virgo is really minute and really micro decision based, so that we can be the hero in our own life, starting from the root, starting from square one, starting from being here and now, and not avoiding that which we really need to start from square one about. On the 22nd, the Sun enters Libra. So that marks Libra season. Libra as the cardinal air sign, marking us into autumn. It is initiating this descent, and that is what Libra is doing. It is weighing out what descent needs to happen between parties. So as we approach Libra season, think about what mediation and what equilibrium you can find in your own life throughout the acceleration and the deceleration in certain aspects. Then on the 24th, Mercury in Libra is opposing Mars in Aries. I really don't like this on the 24th. This is like us trying to be a people pleaser, triggering everyone. It's kind of like, if you're going to need to say something, come out and say it. Don't be passive aggressive. And also don't let others trigger you into withdrawing, but being more problematic by withdrawing. Like, do what you need to do directly, not obscurely or deflectively, but just come out and say what you need to say without being over dramatic or overly projective about it. On the 26th, Mars in Aries is squaring Saturn in Capricorn. Oh, this aspect keeps lingering on. Again, the pressing the brakes and the gas at the same time, in a way where you're trying to get something done, but you're not even doing it because you're both scared and obsessed at the same time. Very much the dynamic. I know that you know where this is showing up for you. I know that you know where you are afraid of going all the way, but you're obsessed with pushing down that effort, but nothing is really moving as a result. So either do it or don't do it. There is no try. I completely fucked up that Shakespeare quote and butchered it, but you know what I mean. Like, fucking do it or don't, and the hesitation is not helping anyone. I know I'm speaking about myself because I had this natally, and it's not a fun aspect. I think I have butthole lips right now with this liquid lipstick. It's fine. It's cute. We're almost done with filming. On the 27th, Mercury is entering Scorpio. So Mercury is like fucking flying through the sky right now. It is now at the end of the month getting down to bullshit filter Scorpio, not letting bullshit fly by, definitely being a radar. So by the end of the month, we are like, I'm on the plan, I'm on the path, I'm going to pick up the bullshit and not let it slide.
Then on the 29th, Saturn is stationing direct in Capricorn, and I have a full video on the Saturn in Aquarius transit that this is like an interlude into, because Saturn will re-enter Aquarius at the end of the year, so you can check that out down below. But Saturn stationing direct itself is not a big deal, but the fact that it is now going to move forward and leave Capricorn for the next 30 years is the big deal, because Saturn moving forward means that the last issues in the Capricorn house of your chart are being tied up, that now it's like the final nail in the coffin to move forward for the new age of air signs that will be hallmarked at the end of 2020. So this month is a big die month. Like, yeah, it's a big month of pruning and dying and killing it with fire. If it needs to be killed with fire, this is the time. Diligently and dutifully and exactly, but killing it with fire. Let's see if the tarot cards confirm this. We have the Ace of Cups reversed. This is quite literally saying that there's nothing to emotionally fill us up right now. It's the time of pouring out the cup, like letting things go. I know for me, if I'm not on a specific opportunity being famous that might be happening, I will be like definitely winding down, pruning down, not taking new clients, very selectively clients for my school semester, and pouring out the cup. Ace of Cups upright is like the most openness to emotional fulfillment. Right now, we are letting go of what's blocking that. Finally, let's pull a Witch's Wisdom tarot card to see what Witchy Wisdom is coming through to us right now. Oh my God. Samhain, death. Cannot make this shit up. Through veil whilst thin, this very night, protection placed, no need for fright. Crone welcomes you and all you bring, wisdom awaits, now look within. This magic is worked with harm to none, so mote it be there, it is done. Samhain, I think that's how you say it. I don't like talk to other witches, so like I don't know how to say kind of the cool shit. Death, like that's the theme for September, that's the theme. Die, die, die. In a really empowering way. So like if you have anything that you're looking to kill with fire, this is the perfect time to have a beautiful ceremony, cord cutting, let that shit go, wind down. As you have heard, September is a great month to decide what it is that you need to let go so that you can more efficiently ram through the blocks and the density of the rest of 2020. I know that I myself am feeling this Virgo season in full swing as how to best discriminate and scrutinize the processes in my life. It is the time period, metaphorically, of the harvest and of weeding down. And I recommend that you take inventory, you think diligently about what can be optimized in your life, and you stick to that. And if that so aligns with learning astrology this fall, I welcome you to the Astrology Academy or the Manifestation Mysteries of the Moon course down below. As well, if you want a 1-hour quick start guide to how to start learning astrology, I repeatedly offer my webinar on actually learning astrology. It's a 1-hour informative deep dive to get you set up for success for learning the language of the cosmos. So that is also in the description in the show notes below. If you want to dedicate an hour to learn with me about, okay, what is the foundations that I can then explore on my own, on my journey. So that is what I am doing. What I am focusing on, I am actually entering, I started grad school last week. So my time is a bit being restructured as we speak in terms of getting delegated help and people to help me out, which is scary in some ways that I need to allocate resources to people to help me. But it is going so well and so beautifully that they can do things much better than I can. So better content moving forward now that I have help. And I hope that some things with my social media suppression, I'm sure you all are aware of, I hope that they're in my highest good, and that even though I don't see them necessarily being solved, perhaps they are leading to a different path. So I accept that, and I look forward to that, and I hope that you all are having an amazing rest of your Virgo season. Let me know how it's going. Always contact me. Send in those reviews for a free Astro Basics workbook. As always, if you email me a picture of the review that you leave for this podcast on Apple Podcasts, I send you my free Astro Basics workbook. So that's a quick guide to investigating your own natal chart. And if you want that, yeah, leave a review, send it to me. Sending you all the love. Satnam.